In a way, everybody has something for us. Almost everybody is clear, more clear about some things than we are ourselves, no matter how tiny or small. So in a way, we're all helping to show us some place in ourselves where we can be more clear. And in a way, that's another way of saying everyone is a projection of us. But being around somebody who is a lot more clear in some ways can be uplifting, or as they say in the Bible, quickened. You can be quickened, and this is the way it works. You see, normally we're so involved with ourselves, we're taking around a package which is us. And what we don't realize is this package is very heavily packaged. It's got defenses and shields and weapons in order to protect the delicate inside. And we got knocked around as children, so we developed this armor on the outside. So when we get to somebody more clear, in order for that frequency to penetrate, it's got all this armor. And armor can be something very subtle, like agreeing. Agreeing can be an armor. Of course, disagreeing can be an armor. Thinking you understand can be an armor, a protection. And what it needs is a state of flux, of flowing, of not being fixed. So just imagine, well, yes, the classical example of somebody playing a guitar and standing in a corner is another guitar. That guitar resonates with the sounds from the guitar that's being played. It resonates. You go over there and you can hear it. And it's the same when we're around people, anybody. Everybody is resonating, and those frequencies affect us. Now, if we're around somebody who's exceptionally clear, and we're vulnerable, open, sensitive, available, and instead of looking at the person through ourselves to see the other person, we let go of the self. Just disconnect from it. And just imagine becoming the other person. And from that space you could look back at what you call yourself. But the main thing is to resonate with the person you feel is more clear than you. Resonate. And I really mean that. Resonate. Vibrate. Not getting anything, that's a contraction. Not understanding anything, that's a bigger contraction and an illusion. It can't be understood. It can't be thought. We could say it can be felt, but not in the normal way of feeling. Resonating with the person. And this is what happens, just like the guitar. When that clear person vibrates, it vibrates us. But it's not anything new. It's vibrating the part in us that is also in the other. Because everybody is everybody. Everybody on one level is the same. Uniquely different, and yet essentially we all have everything. So when that person is vibrating, what it does is reinforce that place in you. It's yours. It's not the other person's. You are experiencing you, not the other person. And because you've become more open, more vulnerable, more available, a deeper part of you is touched, is quickened. There's nothing to do. Just adjusting, being, allowing. Trees can do that. Animals can do that. The more innocent babies can do that. The more innocent, the more open. I was going to say gentle, but we misinterpret gentle. Gentle can be gentle and really strong at the same time. So let's look at it as resonating.